And today's daf is daf ayin dalad. We got to like 10 lines down or so. We got to Amar li ta achvi lecha harsina, right? That's what we're up to. Another story of Rabbi Bar Barchana. So Amar li ta achvi lecha harsina. The Arab said, I'm going to come show you harsina. So azli chazei dehadri le'akrivei. So you saw, and there were scorpions all around the mountain. V'kai meki chamra chavratei. And these scorpions stood there. They looked like white donkeys. Shemati baskal shomeres. So I heard a heavenly voice say, "Oyli shenishbati, woe to me! Hashem was complaining that I took a shvua, that I sent my people into a galus. Achshav shenishbati me meferli. And now that I've sworn, who's going to be mefer? Who's going to undo the shvua? There's no one who could undo the shvua of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ki asa the kami de rabbanon. When he came before the rabbis." Amrili said, "Kol Abba Chamra, Kol Bar Barchana Sichsa." Every Abba is a donkey, and every Bar Barchana is a fool, like we saw yesterday. Hayalach Alomar Mufalach. So what he should have said at that time is, "Mufalach, the Karsh Baruch Hu, you're annulled of your Shavuah." And he could have undone all the Shavuah. He could have undone the Golos. So this is another episode where they're upset with his lack of response. Who savor Dilma Shavuasa Dimabulhu? The reason why Rabbi Bar Chana didn't undo the Shavua, maybe he thought he was referring to the Shavua of the Mabul, which of course was, the Shavua of that he'll never bring a Mabul again. And he wouldn't want to undo that Mabul, that Shavua. So that's why he held back in being made for the Shavua. Rabbanan says, "Im kain oili lamali." If he's referring to the Shavua that he can't bring a Mabul, why did he say oili? Why is he upset? He should be happy that he can't bring the Mabul onto the people anymore. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying Oili, he's upset about the Shavua of sending them into Galus. And therefore Rabbi Bar Barchana should have known, and he should have been made for the Shavua. So Amarli, Tach Vilach Biluik, the Karach. I'm going to show you now an amazing story. The place where Karach Vadaso was swallowed up. Chazei Trei Bizai. These are two little cracks in the ground. V'havat Kamaf Geit Kutra. And there was smoke that was coming out of these cracks. Shaka Gabava de Amra, he took a piece of wool. The Amshina Bemaya, he soaked it in water. The Datsisa Barosha de Rumcha, he put it at the end of his spear. The Ailei Hosam, and he placed this wool in the cracks. The Chiapik Hava Icharach Ichruche, and when he took the spear out and the wool at the end, this wet wool, it was singed. So the Arab said to me, "Atzis, my shmat, go, listen, what do you hear?" We shmasta have an amrin, he'd say, "Moshe v'sarasa emes v'hein badayin." So they would say, Moshe is true, his Torah is true, and they themselves were all fake people. So Amr li, so now the Arab says to me further, "Kol t'lasin yome, mahadil hu gehenim lehacha." Every 30 days, Gehenim brings them to this area where the swallowing up took place. Gibasar b'kalachas, like meat in a cauldron, others say Moshe, and they would say Moshe v'sarasa emes v'hein b'dayin. This would happen every 30 days. Now, the Rashbam points out this actually would be on Rosh Chodesh. That was the 30 days on Rosh Chodesh. They'd come back, and then they would get burned again, it seems. So it's brought down from the Sefer HaChassidim that there's an Indian to daven on behalf of a mace every single Rosh Chodesh. After 12 months pass, each month, they get judged again, and there's a special Indian to daven on behalf of that neshama every single year. It's also brought down by the Rokeach, some Indian as well, as based on the Gemara, every Rosh Chodesh something happens to the neshama. And then the Gemara says, "Amar li." So then the Arab said to me further, "Tach vilach heicha denashki ara rikia hadadei." I'm going to show you where the ground and sky meet. Okay. So he says, "Shakli lesilta." He took a basket. Isnachta b'kavda derkia, and placed in a window that was in Shemaim. Okay, don't know what this means. Adematzlina b'yisus avlashichese. After I davened, amatzlina means daven after I davened. So then I b'yisus. I was looking for my basket, but ashichese, I couldn't find it anywhere. So aminilei, I said to the Arab, "Ikaganvach, there's a robber here." Amrili says, "No, hi galgala derkia hu dahadar. It's the circle of the world orbiting and spinning." Not to Alamachar Hacha. Meshkachasla, wait here until tomorrow, the very same time, and you're going to see the basket is going to reappear. So this is the place where the land and Shemaim meet each other. So Rabbi Yochanan Mishtai once told the following story over Zimnacha. The one time Havaka Azlina and Bisvinta, he's traveling on a ship. The Chazina Hahu Kavra, and he serves some fish. The Afki, the Resha Miyama, and stuck his head out of the water. The Damyan Inaya Kitre Sihari. And the eyes of the fish looked to appear like two different moons. Vunafut Maya Mitarte Zimna, and the water was gushing from the nostrils of this fish, Kitre Mavre de Sura, like two rivers of Sura. Okay. Great, another story. Rav Safra Mishtai, he told him last story, Zimna Chada one time, Havakaz, Lina Misvinta, he's traveling on a boat. Vachazina Haub Kavri, he saw a certain fish, the Afke Le Resha Miyame, was stuck his head out of the water, Vahave Le, Karne had horns on this fish. Vachakik Aleh, and engraved on the horns, it said, Ana Birya Kala Shabayam. I am a small creature of the sea, Vahavina Tlas Mea Parsi, yet I am 300 parses long. Bazilna the Puma Dilvyasan, and I'm now going to the mouth of the Livyasan. That was etched in the horns of this fish. Amaravashi, so you see there are much greater animals than that, even in the sea, than that. Amaravashi, Vashi says, Hahu Iza Diyamahu, that's called a sea goat. I've heard of a seahorse, this is a sea goat. The Bechisha of Islay Karna, that it searches for food and it has horns. Okay, another story. Rabbi Yochanan Mishtai Zimna Hacha the Havaka Azinam Bisfinta one time he's traveling on a boat Kavika the Chazina Hahi Kartilisa he saw a certain chest Davika Mikbai Bay Avanim Tuvim Tovos Margalios that had precious stones and jewels and pearls that were now set on this chest Vahajule Mine de Kavri de Mikre Karshe and it was now surrounded, circled by fish that were called Karsha fish Nachis. Down below there, Kiamarai Barimar Lasuye, a diver went down to bring it up. The Ragash, but one of the fish Ragish sensed that there was a person coming. Ubai Lashamte Latme, and wanted to remove his thigh. The Shad Zika Dechala, he threw at it a skin of a bottle of vinegar. Savanachis, and because of the vinegar, The fish swam away. The Nafik Bas Kala Amarlan, the voice came out from heaven, Mai Islechu, what if you do Bahade Kartilisa, the device of the Rabbi Chanin Badusa? What are you doing with the chest of the wife of Rabbi Chanin Badusa? Leave it alone. Dasid the Shadi de Cheltaba, for its Chelis was kept in it, and La Tzadiki La Almadasi, Chelis was kept in it for the future, for the Tzadikim. You have no right to take part in this chest, leave it alone, it's the hidden Chelis. For the tzaddikim la'asid lava. Okay, another story. Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yehuda in Hindu Mishtai, Rabbi Yehuda, apparently from Hindu, apparently Ethiopian, according to the article, he told the following story over. Zimnecha, the one time, Hava Azlina Besfint, he was traveling on a boat. V'chazina Hahu Ivan Tove, he saw a beautiful stone. Tavihadir Leitanina, which was surrounded by this massive sea monster. And Nachiz Bar Amaroi Lasuye, and a diver wanted to bring up this precious stone. Also, Tanina Kabai Lemivle Lesvinta. This sea monster wanted to swallow up the boat. Also, Pishkansa Paskele Resha. So a female raven came and chopped off the sea monster's head. Paskele Resha chopped off its head. It's Apicha Maya Vahavidama. Now the water now turned to blood. Also, Tanina Chavre, this other sea monster came along. Shakle Vitalyale took the stone and hung it on the dead sea monster, Talyale, the Chaya came to life. This is a magical stone. The Hadar also Kabai Bala the Svinta. Now this animal, the sea monster, wanted to again go ahead and swallow the boat. Hadar also Tsipra Paskele Resha. Now the bird came again and chopped off its head a second time. And Shaklu the Hau Aventava. This time the diver was able to take the stone and Shadu the Svinta threw it onto the boat quickly. He was able to chop it in. Have a honey Tsipri Mlichi Bahadain. And there on the boat were a bunch of salted birds that were killed and ready to eat. But Osvinu Alayu and the diver put the stone on these birds, and Shaklua, and they came to life, and they took the stone. The birds now took the stone away. Uparchalu Bahadein flew off with this stone. Okay, there's a magical stone. The fountain of youth, the stone of youth. Taner Abban, the Brisa says, Ma'isa Berebi Eliezer Rebbe Yeshua. The story of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shayu, Van Besvina, they traveled on a boat one time. V'haya Rabbi Eliezer Yashen, he was sleeping. Rabbi Eliezer, V'yir Rabbi Shua Na'er. Rabbi Shua was awake. And in his Dazer, Rabbi Shua, who was awake, he trembled V'nir Rabbi Eliezer. And he woke up Rabbi Eliezer. Amr lo, so Rabbi Eliezer says to him, Maza Yeshua, what are you so scared about? Why are you trembling? V'pnei Maz Nizdaz Dazda. Amr lo, so he says back to them, Amar Gadol Ra'isi Bayam, I saw an amazing, powerful light in the ocean. Amr lo, so Rabbi Eliezer says, the Shema Einav Shalav Yasan Ra'isa, maybe you caught a glimpse of the eye of the Leviathan. The pasuk says, "Einav ka'afa peishacha." The eyes of the Leviathan is like the light of the sunrise, of the dawn. Amr Vashi, Vashi says, "Now Amr lihuna Barnasan." One time, Huna Barnasan told Ravashi the following story: "Zimna chada havei ka'azlina b'madbira." They were traveling in a desert, v'havei atma d'viyser b'hadan, and they had a piece of meat with them. And pisachna v'nakrina, they cut open the meat and they cooked it. They got rid of they burned the forbidden fat, and they removed the gidan nasha, and they cleaned everything properly. And v'nachna isbe, they placed it on grass and herbs and to flavor it and to season it. Ad maisinan tzive, and while they were collecting tzive, which is firewood, so then chalam atma. So then the bone, the meat, came back to its original form. And the ginanusha came back, and the fats came back, and it wasn't cut. Bitfinan, and they roasted it the whole way. And kihadron, when they returned back, so then levasar tresar yarchesha, so 12 months later they returned back, chazinan lahunu gimri dehava kamlachshe. They saw that those same coals from a year ago were still glowing, they were still on fire. When they told the Memer this story, Amali, so a Memer said to me, "How itzba samtri havu? It must be a special herb called samtre. Hanu gumri derisma havu, and these coals must have been were of rosim. I guess they had the idea that it, apparently Rashbam says it heals cut flesh. See, so if you have the right herb, it's able to close up a cut, stitches of some sort. That must have been what happened. That's why the shank bone came back in its original form." Gemara now discusses on the topic of Leviathan, the whole story of the Leviathan as follows. The Gemara says, "Vayivra Elokim es hataninim hagdolim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these great sea monsters. Hacha targime, and in, they explain in Babel, Arzile de Yama. They refer to these re'emim of the sea. That's how they refer to in Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Zelev Yasa Nachash Bariach. It's referring to a straight snake. A bariach is like a beam that's straight. So it's a straight snake. That's what a Leviathan is. Ulevyasan Nachash Akalasan. And the Leviathan is a curved snake. So one's a straight snake, one's a curved snake. Shinemar, it says, Bayom Hahu, that day Yivkor Hashem Becharbo, Hakasha. On that day, Hashem is going to with a hard sword, he's going to judge the Leviathan, both the straight snake, the pasuk says, and the long snake, because the curved snake. Because the whole pasuk is, where's the pasuk? I don't have it on the side here. It says again. Here we go. Not in mine. Not in the article, I guess. Mine's an older one, I guess. It says, "Bayom ahu yifkar Hashem becharbo hakasha v'agdola v'achazaka Leviathan nachash bariach." There's one Leviathan that was straight, and one Leviathan that was curved. So the Gemara says, "Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Komash Baruch Hakadosh Baruch Hu Balamo Zacher Nekeva Baram." Everything Hakadosh Baruch Hu created, there's always a male and there's a female. So Af Leviathan, so to Leviathan, same thing. Nachash Bariach, Leviathan Nachash Aklason. One was straight, one was curved. One represented the male, one represented the female. And Zachar Nekeva Baram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created male and female. Vilmalei Nizkakin Zelzeh, if they would mate, so Machriven Kol Olam Kulo, it would destroy the entire world. So Ma'asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you do to prevent this from happening? Seires Es HaZachar, he castrated the male, he sterilized it. V'harag HaNekeva, and he killed the female. Umilcha L'tzadikim Las Lava, and they salted the skin of the female for the future. Shenema v'harag is hatanin ashebayam, and they killed the tanin that was in the sea. The shaila comes. Yeah.
As I said, the Rashbam says, why do you have to do both?
Yeah, once you kill the other, what's the point of the other one? What does Rashbam say?
It shouldn't have other, it shouldn't be with other fish, or it shouldn't have a taiva, shouldn't have the tsar.
And the tsar of it, okay. Tsar by chaim. So the question they ask here is the Yaakov Emden asks. So are you allowed to sterilize a fish? Is Isser to sterilize an animal? You can't sterilize a dog or a cat or any other animal. Does that same Isser Sirus apply to a fish? So based on the sugya here, so some say that does not apply to fish. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to do it. That's what he comments. And they bring a proof because the pasuk says when it talks about the Isser of Sirus, it talks about Ba'ar Tzechem, things that are on the land only, as opposed to fish. Fish are obviously not on the land. There is no Isser Sirus. But others say, that's a Malbim says that way. There is no Isser when it comes to Sirus because of that. Rav Yaakov Emden argues that there is an Isser Sirus even for fish. To which he asks, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, the Medrash says he keeps Kol HaTorah Kula, he keeps all the mitzvahs, so how is he able to override this Isser and being Mesaris the fish? So he's Mechadesh that the, that firstly, you can't learn Halacha from Agadata. This is an Agadata story, so it can't have any bearing on Halacha. That's number one. Number two is he says, Siris Bidei Shemayim is not called Siris. Only if Adam does Siris, but Bidei Shemayim, it's not considered Siris. And the reason is, the raya he brings is because a serious bidei shemayim is allowed to marry into the cow. A person, a man who was a serious bidei adam, who opted into becoming sterile, so then he's not allowed to get married. A little complicated halachas in the Gemara Yivamos, but a serious bidei shemayim, a person who's born that way, or something happened to him in a natural way, or even perhaps unnatural, would be considered bidei shemayim, so then he's permitted to love a bakal. So the difference between serious bidei shemayim versus serious bidei adam. So Taka does keep the Torah, but that particular iser doesn't apply to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Fine, the Gemara now says, Vayter, V'af b'mehemos b'hari olaf. So its pasuk says behemos of thousands of mountains of hills. So Zachar Nekeva Baram, he created males and females of these animals that are so big, like thousands of mountains apparently. V'malin is kokin zelazer, and had they made it together, machriv mekolom kula, it would have destroyed the entire world. So ma asa kadosh baruch, what did he do? So Sirius Zachar, he castrated the male, v'tina hanekeva, and he cooled the female. He made her apparently what it means, they're unemotional, lacking any taiva. Ushmar the tzaddikim the tzedas lavo, and he preserved the body for the tzaddikim for the future. Shenamar, as it says, hinei na chocha b'masnav, the strength is in its loins. So zeh zachar, first to the male, v'ono b'shriye bitno, and its power is in the belly, zunakeva. So we see based on the pasuk that there's a male and female, these large animals. I don't know if this is a remiss to dinosaurs of some sort, and that's a controversial topic of some sort, but maybe this is a remiss to such large creatures that it became extinct from the world. Hasam Nami, there as well, Lisirse, Lazacha, Litsanani, Lakneva. So just like he did to these large land animals, that he castrated the male and cooled off the female, why didn't he not do the same thing Akash Baruch Hu to Livyasan? Why did he have to kill the female Livyasan? So the Gemara says, because dagim pritze, it would be ineffective. Dagim fish are unrestrained. They continue to have more fish, and cooling off the female would not have been effective at all, apparently, in the way that fish procreate. So the Gemara asks now, laved ipcha, maybe do the opposite. Maybe you could have killed the male of Yasan and sterilized the female. So to which the Gemara answers, Ibayis ema nekevim licha male. Because salted female meat is better than the salted male meat. Okay, that's one suggestion. So that's why we killed the female. By same alternatively, the pasuk says every single day, Kadosh Baruch Hu plays with the Livyasan. It would be inappropriate for him to play with a female fish. Okay, what that means, not really sure. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf, I think it's Daf Gimel maybe, talks about that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a Seder Hayom. He learns in the morning a little bit, he judges a little bit, and then he plays some sport, to get some exercise, if you will. I think they bring this as a raya. There's also time for to unwind, if you will. I think the Marsha maybe says something along these lines. So that he plays sport, whatever that means, with the Livyasan. Obviously, it doesn't really mean playing sport, but whatever that is supposed to represent, it's inappropriate that it's have a Kadosh Baruch Hu playing sport with the female. So therefore, they left the male alive. So Gemara now says, "Hachan Ami Lemlichay LeNekeva." So Hakadosh Baruch Hu, why he could have killed and salted the female behemoths as well? Why did he leave them alive and just cool them off? So Kavrei Mlicha Male, because salted fish is good, but Bisrei Mlicha Lamale, but salted meat is no good. So that's why it was really, it wouldn't really accomplish much to kill the large land animal, the female animal, and salt it, because no one really enjoyed that animal later on in the years down the line. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Bishasha, Bikach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Livros HaSa'olam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world. Amar Lo, Lesar Shayami said to the head angel, who over the sea, Psach Picho Balako Memos Sheba'olam, open your mouth and I want you to swallow all the world's waters. Amr Lefanov, so the Malach says to me, Ribono Sheolam, Dai She'emod Bishali, enough that I can manage my own seawater in this particular area, but all the water in the world, Miyad Bad Bal Vaharga, Kadosh Baruch Hu kicked him and killed him. Okay? Shenemar, it says, B'chol Charaga Hayam, with one strength the water split, Ubisfunasa Machatz Rav, and with his might he killed Rachav. So Amr of Yitzchak, we see from here, Shmamina Saroshel Yam Rahav Shmo. The name of the angel, the initial angel, the Malach of the water, was Rahav, who now had been killed by Kadosh Baruch Hu's kick. Now Vimali Mai Mechasim Oso, and after the fact that water covered it, Ein Kobriya Yechol Lamod Berecho. This angel, which again now is taking a physical form of some sort, so had all the waters in the world not covered this angel, no person could have withstood the odor, the smell of this dead angel. Shenemar, it says, Lo Yareu, not to smell, Velo Yashchit, it won't destroy you, won't injure you, won't cause any harm to you, Bechol Har, Kadshi. Kamayim Layam Mechasim, like the water that covers the sea, referring to this particular Malach Rav, which was just killed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al tikrei layam mechasim. Don't refer to water covering the sea. Ella lisara shayam mechasim. Refer to the ministering angel of the water that's been covered. Amar Rav Yehuda Marava, Yarden yote mimaras pamyas. The Yarden River comes from a cave called Pamyas. That's where it really starts from. That's the initial source. It's somewhere in the apparently the upper Galilee near Mount Hermon. Somewhere up there is where the river Yarden begins. Tanin Amihachi, the Brisa says the same thing, that Yarden Yotzi Mimaras Pamyas, that's where the water comes from, the river comes from this cave. Umahalach B'yamashel Sivch V'chei, U'v'yamashel Tivra area, it goes down to an area called Sivch, I'm not sure where that is, but then to another sea called Tiveria, that where we know. And Miskalgel Yorid Liamagado eventually makes its way down to the Mediterranean, the large, the great, grand sea. Umiskalgel Yorid Achimagil Pivshel of Yasin eventually makes its way over to the mouth of the Leviathan. Shinemar, as it says, Yivtach Ki Yagiach, it's confident that the Yarden El Piu, that the water of the Yarden is going to enter into its mouth. That's the end game of the Yarden River. So Maskiv La Rava Barula, Hai Bivhemos Bahari Elef Ksiv. Now that pasuk is referring to the behemos of thousands of hills, not referring to Leviathan here. That's not the mouth of the Leviathan. So Ella Amarava Barula, he tweaked it and says, Emasai behemos bahare elef betuchos. So when are the behemos of these mountains so confident that it will stay alive? Bisman shemegiach yarden b'fiv shel Leviathan. When the water goes to the mouth of the Leviathan and the Leviathan is being fed, so then it'll be satisfied. But the moment the river would stop feeding the Leviathan, I guess Leviathan would have to go elsewhere maybe, or maybe and look for other food. Or maybe that means the water is going to overflow, and the way it says it, it'll cause a fight. A fight between, like, you know, those great fights on Natural Geographic, those who watch it, between, like, the lion and the alligator, or the water buffalo and going through the river and the alligators, those who have watched these before. So it had the water not fed the Leviathan, it would have been the large Leviathan, the sea creature, against this large land animal, these behemoths of Hare Elef. Fine. Gemara now says, Simen Yamim Gavriel Raiv. This is a mnemonic for the next few discussions as follows. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, and Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Israel, as he often would quote from Rabbi Yochanan. He said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Kihu al Yamim Yisada, val Neharos Yichonineha? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has founded Eretz Israel upon seas and established it upon rivers. What does this mean? Elu shiva yamin varba naharos. These are referring to the seven great seas and the four rivers. Shema kipin es Eretz Yisrael, that surround the land of Eretz Yisrael. And what are these rivers and seas? Elohein shiva yamim, the seven seas are Yamashel Tiberia, Yamashel Sdom, Yamashel Chelas, Yamashel Chilsa, Yamashel Sivchi, the Yamas Pamya, and Yam HaGadol. Those are the seven seas that surround Eretz Yisrael. Ve'elohein arba, the haros and the four rivers are as follows. The Yarden, the Yarmuch, the Kiraomiyom, Upiga. Fine, so that's those are the seven cities, seven rivers rather, and the four rivers. So just look at one line in Rashbam here. Rashbam writes, if you look at Kihu, so Kadosh Baruch Hu Yamim Yisada Al Eretz Yisrael, just describes what's going on here. Kadosh Baruch Hu had created Eretz Yisrael on top of these waters. So there are those who are Medayik, that Yam HaMelech had existed. Yam HaMelech is one of the seven seas listed here, that Yam HaMelech was created with the Bri'as HaOlam. And what's the significance of that? Significance is, if a person sees Yam HaMelech, should you say the brach of Oseh Maaseh Bereishis, that's something that was there from the creation of the world. So the Mor Ktzir writes that based on this Rashbam, a person should say the brach of Oseh Maaseh Bereishis because this was part of creation of the world. But Rashi writes in the Pasuk, El Emek HaSheis Sidim Hu Yam HaMelech, referring to in Parsh Lecha, when they gathered together by Yam HaMelech, Rashi there writes that, how did it become Yam HaMelech? Because after time, based in a Medrash, some water and salt had collected in this area and became very salty water. And it wasn't there from the creation of the world. Accordingly, one should not say Oseh Maaseh Bereishis when seeing Yam HaMelech. And that's how the Prima Gadol Paskins as well, that since it was not there, Yam HaMelech was not present during Sheshit Yemei Bereishis, it's inappropriate to say the bracha of Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. And Nemukei Or HaChaim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch adds further a different reason why a person shouldn't say a bracha of Oseh Maaseh Bereishis, even if, let's say, it was there from the time of the creation of the world, since it came about because of a klala. Nothing could grow there. It's a place that's very much cursed. So therefore, it's inappropriate to say a bracha on a makam klala like the Yam HaMelech. Okay, we'll stop here. Say it again.